This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves on Eastside with Alex Healy, Seth Jarloff and Ollie Shelbourne. On the cards tonight, we've got dating, wedding talk and more. But let's kick this off with Childish Gambino. This is 3005 on Eastside.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute, all good, just a week ago. Crew at my house, and we party every weekend. So, on the radio, that's my favorite song. Make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long. Now the thriller's gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor. Girl, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa. Got it stripped like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes, now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra, or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends? I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies, why I feel so the opposite. Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish. It's sad that is I'm bad as it. Beans they took from the cabinet. Sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Got these other somethings, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
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 Hold up. Hold up. No matter what you say or what you do,
hold up,
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 hold up. I used to care what people thought, but now I care more, and nobody out here's got it figured out. So therefore, I've lost all hope of a happy ending, depending on whether or not it's worth it. So insecure, no one's perfect, we spend it with no shame. We blow that like Coltrane, we in here like Rogaine, or leave it like Cobain. And when I'm long gone, whole crew singing swan song, cause we all just ticking time bombs. Got a Lambo like LeBron's mom. And no matter where all of my friends go, Emily, fam, and Lorenzo, all of them people my kinfolk, at least I think so. You can't tell, cause when them checks clear, they're not here, cause they don't care. It's kinda sad, but I'm laughing. Whatever happens, assassins are stabbed in the back of my cabin. Labrador yapping, I'm glad that it happened. I mean it, between us, I think there's something special. And if I lose my mental, just hold my hand, even if you don't understand. Hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Got these other somethings, I'll be right by your side till 2005. Hold up.
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 That was 3005 by Childish Gambino on Eastside 89.7.
Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Monday evening. You're here with Alex, Seth and Ollie. And Alex, you want to ask us a question about open marriages, is that right?
Yeah, no, open relationships.
Open relationships.
So, yes, this chick has like come out saying that she's been with her boyfriend for 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Has he put a ring on it?
No, they're not married. It's a long-term relationship.
Come on, buddy.
And he would like an open relationship, meaning you can both see other people.
Yeah, okay.
Whilst also being together. She doesn't want it. However, she has asked a bunch of people what she should do about it. How would you feel, Seth? You're in a relationship. We're not.
If Liv came to you and said...
How would you feel if your girlfriend came to you and was like, I want an open relationship? You've been together how many years?
just over 2.5. Okay. So nowhere near the 6 year mark. Yeah. I feel like firstly, at 6 years, depending on your situation, obviously you should be looking at tying the knot. Firstly, yeah.
if that's the next step, or like,
yes,
not that we're saying get married, but like looking at the next step of that relationship, yeah, yeah. Kids, dog, marriage.
It also depends where they are in their life. Like if they're later 20s or if they're later 30s or whatever, say stuff is going up in the bedroom, that, you know, they're not having the same fun that they used to be having, then that's an advantage. If Liv came to me now and said that, I'd be like, I don't know how I personally feel about it, but I'd be open to consider if that's what she wanted. But it's hard when the other person is completely against it.
But then also, it might be hard for her because she might be thinking, well, if I say no, then is he just going to leave me anyway?
Honestly,
so it's, she's backed into a corner thinking, I've sort of got to say yes. But then also, with something like that where it's a mutual agreement, where does it sort of then end? Like, could it be a year down the track and they're like, right, we've done what we need to do? Or is it like, where's that? It's very like murky waters. You don't want to...
Exactly.
You don't really know what the agreement is properly, I suppose.
100%. I think that if your partner is going to come to you and feel comfortable asking for an open relationship, maybe they are not the one. Because if I'm thinking about someone you love, you don't want to share them with anyone else. So I don't think it's going to last.
And what if it's like the thought of, you know, he might find someone better?
Exactly. I think he's comfortable in the relationship, but she's maybe not meeting the sexual desires, which is what she shared.
I think that's the biggest question, is that you should be asking, if someone is coming to you asking for an open relationship, that means they're not happy.
Something's missing.
Something's missing. The spark, the pizzazz, the spice is missing in the bedroom. I would say before you look to open relationships, you should go therapy first.
Oh my God, yeah.
Counseling, couples
therapy.
Couples counseling. Go on a holiday. Go on an all expenses paid trip to Bali and you can go a couples massage, and I think you'll find that that will recuperate the marriage.
Let's like normalize couples therapy.
I love
therapy. Like every month I just like have a therapy session booked if I ever like want it, or every like, you know, 6 weeks. And sometimes if I had a fight with my ex-boyfriend, I would just like drag him along to therapy, and it was so great. And it was just casual. And then it's so good when you have a third party that tells you, okay.
Some people probably might think that they might be in like a marriage relationship and they might be thinking, we've got so many problems, this is our last resort.
Yeah.
But I've just seen a quote here and it says, opening a relationship is not a decision to be taken lightly, nor is it the balm for all marital ills or fights. Trying to save a broken relationship by opening it up is like trying to cure an anxiety disorder with wild swimming. It's not enough. Oh. It won't save you despite what some people would have you believe.
Okay.
That's a very
It'll
good
add
point.
To your life. It'll add STI tests and it'll add more people to worry about being mugged on the way home.
Oh, that's a good
a
Ollie.
Good point.
Did you make that? Did you make that
no,
point?
Thank you to the newstatements.com.au/comment22. that sums it up quite nicely though. Because I said, a lot of people might think, oh, we're having so many issues, we're fighting, maybe we should just open it up and see how it goes. But actually, I think it's going to add to those problems and decrease them.
I think that couple needs to talk. They need to talk
100%.
First, open dialogue. Hey, why do you want an open relationship? What is the reason for it? Let's see what we can do about it, to be honest.
100%. If a partner ever comes to you, bottom line is, for an open relationship, then I think that relationship is slowly dying. That's what I did. At the end of my relationship with my ex-boyfriend.
Well, from unhappy relationships to happy relationships, coming up next, I'm going to tell you about a couple who got married and I think did one of the most shocking things ever on their wedding day. That's right after Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding with Free right here on Eastside.
What do I say now? Don't want to fall in love. I'm not afraid now. Eyes closed. Holding on alone, no more. I'm free. When I'm with you, I'm free. I'm free.
What a song. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, Free right there. Now onto something that's not free, guys. This couple, a New York couple, have gone viral because they decided to cut wedding costs on their big day by charging guests $333 for a ticket to their event.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, they had a 350 person guest list, but only 60 people paid the attendance fee to their celebration in June. Yeah. The couple said people choose to go to a Beyonce concert because they know they're going to have an experience. Let's put the stress on the guests and let's sell tickets for a wedding.
Wow.
Is it a destination wedding?
No, it was just in New York.
Oh,
but
my God.
Get this, those that did pay the $333, it got them front row seats to the extravagant 12-hour celebration. There was a party bus around the city, lobster and steak dinner at One World Trade Center. So I suppose you're getting a VIP treatment, but would you really feel good about charging your friends to come to your wedding? It's one thing to charge them to come to a destination wedding, but to charge them a ticket to the actual nuptials?
That's it, you almost had it, nuptials. Yeah. Nuptials.
Did you say 12 hours?
Yeah.
A 12-hour celebration? You're kidding me.
Bro, you cannot be that special of a person to be like, you're going to get the same experience at our wedding that you're going to get at Beyonce. It's like,
it's very
who are you?
Literally. No.
Shut up.
And then you end up just not having as many of your loved ones there because they probably don't want to fork out the money. They did save $70,000 though on their big day because of the tickets.
Whoa.
Like the counterbalance.
Like, yeah, good on you.
Not worth it, because then they'll forever be known as the couple that charged guests to go to their wedding.
If you had a wedding, right, which I can only imagine, to be honest. It's only an imagination at this point. But you sent out a ticket for $350.
I'll give you a discount code, Ollie10.
Mates rates. Mates rates. It's $320
that's
now.
Fantastic. Yeah, you wouldn't, though.
I wouldn't go.
No.
You'd have no one at
and
your
then
wedding.
You expect them to get you a present as well? Like, what's the go?
Oh! True.
Oh,
true.
If it was a best friend, though, how would you feel?
I feel like you'd have to. But you'd say, if it was your best friend, you'd feel comfortable enough saying, "Bruh,
yeah,
you
have
to. Why are you charging $330 for a bus around New York,
mate? Let's have a talk here.
Yeah. If you're that strapped for cash, let's
just cancel.
I can give
it.
You something. Well, yeah, just go get around on the beach.
Yeah. Have a cheap wedding.
Does it say the couple's names?
Yeah.
Name and shame.
Nova and Remo Styles.
Nova and Remo Styles.
Okay, what do they do for work? Because that sounds like they're born like punk town.
I don't know. But they shut down the whole of Fifth Avenue in New York for their first dance.
No way.
So I think they've already got enough money.
I thought they've got money. It sounds like come from money.
How the hell do you shut down Fifth Avenue?
One of those busiest streets in New York, right?
It is. And yet they're charging.
I want to know, though, if anyone out there is listening, have you been charged an entry fee or have you been made to pay for a wedding? Let us know at breaking.waves.esidefm. But moving on, guys, I want to ask, what do Nicole Scherzinger, Liam Payne, AJ McLean, and Kelly Rowland all have in common?
That is the most random assortment of people I've ever heard. I don't know. They're people.
Kelly Rowland.
Who?
Liam Payne.
Oh, Liam.
Nicole Scherzinger and AJ McLean.
Mm-hmm. The One Direction guy. That's all I know.
They were all in a band at some point.
Yes, Seth.
Oh, did I get it?
Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger. Kelly Rowland, Liam Payne, and AJ McLean. So Liam Payne, obviously in One Direction.
Yep.
AJ McLean was part of the Backstreet Boys.
Nice.
Nicole Scherzinger, the Pussycat Dolls.
Yep.
Kelly Rowland was Destiny's Child.
That's it.
And they are all coming together because Netflix has just announced a brand new show that's looking to make and find the next great music group.
Oh.
No way.
So my question to you guys is, are we done with the talent shows now? And why, like, would the Netflix format work? Obviously, they've hired these people because they've been in bands before. They know how it works.
Yep.
And they're trying to, it's called building the band. They're trying to, like, emulate the success of, like, the X Factor and stuff, who obviously built One Direction and other band, Little Mix, Fifth Harmony and stuff.
God.
So there has been shows that have produced some global stars, but is it like, are we over that now?
No, I think this is evolving with the times because America's Got Talent, Australia's Got Talent. Like, I mean, that was how One Direction, wasn't that Britain's Got Talent?
Britain's Got Talent, yeah.
Which means that the streaming is the new thing. So many TV shows have been axed off, like free to air.
Yeah.
So this is just, they're just moving and evolving with the times.
I think I'm actually going to, I'm going to do devil's advocate and say it's not going to be successful because of the way that Britain's Got Talent, Australia's Got Talent is filmed and produced. Because you've got that full, just the way the camera's filmed, full, it's pretty much all live.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few obviously little cuts and edits go in between thing, but most of the time it's all fully live. I feel like Netflix, the way they do it is they make it so dramatized all the time. There's so many different camera shots and movie shots.
It doesn't feel like authentic.
Too much, it doesn't feel as authentic. It feels like these people have been picked specifically to come onto this show. Whereas the Britain's Got Talent is just, you've got random people from England just coming along and being like, I can sing. And
wouldn't the casting for this show be the same as that? Like, anyone can, like, cast and then only the best.
I hope it's that's the way.
Well, the thing is with this as well, it's not even just about, like, singing. They're, like, putting this band together based off, like, compatibility, connection.
Oh, wow.
But also, you won't be able to see their face.
Oh.
What? Wait, okay.
You'll be able to match with the singer based on, like, how they sound and, like, what they're about. But you won't actually know what they look like until you've have decided you want them in your band. So
you know
that
what?
Could cause problems.
It has to be, looks is everything. As when it comes to, like, I mean, Justin Bieber. Oh, my God. He, One Direction, they were attractive. And then they just got the attention of, like, the younger girls. It's like, can I just say, F1... Now, there are, like, more female fans in Formula
You're
1
right.
than males purely because of the attraction factor. Charles Leclerc, Carlos Sainz.
My biggest issue, and I found this out recently, is think about the charts, right? It's in the top charts right now.
Yeah.
How many boy bands and bands are in the top charts?
Not many. No, BTS, and that's it, really.
There's no crazy attractive people in bands right now, so.
That's not the point.
There's not. There is
there's also singing as well, Alex.
There is a lack of bands out there at the moment.
Yeah.
So I can't think of a girl group either.
I saw a stat that was like, back in like early 2000s or 1990s, bands pretty much ruled the charts. They had so many weeks at the top. In 2024, 2020s and onwards, in total, like 4 to 6 weeks of the top charts in 4 years have been occupied by bands.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
It's like demand for bands is so small.
I think as well, those TV shows like 10 years ago had such a big like role in like finding this talent. Like, we were all obsessed with it. We watched their audition. Yeah. We watched them get put together. We're behind them. But now we've got TikTok. If you want to find an artist you like, you see the TikTok, their sound goes viral. Yeah. You're already invested enough. You don't need to be sitting down for an hour every day.
Have you guys actually heard of that band? I think they're called 999 Megabytes.
No.
You probably haven't, because they haven't hit a gig
yet. 1995.
That's good. That is good.
So funny.
Oh my God.
But my biggest complaint about this show is that they've obviously not been able to get like the Harry Styles.
Oh God.
The Beyonce. Like, Beyonce was from Destiny's Child. Harry Styles, they've gone with Liam Payne, Kelly Rowland. Obviously people that have got a bit of spare time. But The Voice returned back to our screens last week. And although it's still going and it's like rating pretty well, I don't think it's ever produced like a singer we care about.
No.
Which is a shame. One singer that has come from a show like this, Ollie Murs, X Factor.
Oh, yes.
I thought we might as well play a bit of a banger from him. You love this song, Seth. I know you like this one.
Dude, I'll tell you what, my heart skips a beat when I hear it.
This is Heart Skips a Beat with Rizzle Kicks by Ollie Murs from the X Factor in the UK, and you're listening to Eastside.
Yes!
My heart skips a beat.
Ollie Murs, Chulad, Rizzle Kicks. Yeah!
Can't see.
So come on, spin me around now. I don't wanna go home. have a team tour.
Playing with this lady is starting out a grief ball.
Vibes keep going up and down like a seesaw. Should've just taken her to the cinema to see saw.
Cool, she let me sleep with her. I figured her figure's a short winner.
Plus I got a lead from the back, I'm a skipper.
Make my heart skip, 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 skip,
skip a beat.
Skips a Beat by Oli Murs. That was released in 2011. Can you believe that?
Oh, ages ago.
That is so long ago.
Take me back.
It really does take you back. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to take you even further back to with a story from a woman who lives in the 1950s. Oh. Alex, can we get some like old classical music behind this, you reckon?
No.
That's so wet.
Okay, well,
that's
okay.
I try my best.
I'm kidding.
Anyway, Misty Snow is her name. She's about 40 years old. And she is from Nashville, Tennessee. Over in America.
Car she is.
And she started collecting 1950s vintage items in 2005.
Whoa.
And has since spent over $15,000.
What?
On her collection.
That could actually go for a lot more if she picked wisely.
But
so.
Why?
Because she has been very close with her grandma growing up, okay, and loved her sense of her grandma's old style, the old sense of what her grandma had when she was growing up. She became addicted to it.
Wow.
And since then, she happily commits to being a 50s housewife and is in charge of everything home-related, including cooking, cleaning, and shopping. She lives the vintage lifestyle. I'll show you a photo, guys.
Let's see.
This is her. This
is
her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so awesome.
I would have thought that photo was from the 1950s.
Proper vintage, right? Like,
literally.
She likes all this old stuff. Old cushions, like she's got all this old garbage and thing. I don't know what that is, but
wow, that is literally 1950s. She's got the puffy dress, the apron, the hair and makeup, all done, the red lips.
And it even goes down to like the old kettles, the old like sort of toys that they
had. She's properly living in a time capsule.
She is proper.
No,
I've gone back in time.
There. I think that's right. I mean, it reminds me of that story of the adult that is obsessed with being a baby and like lives.
Yeah, I think
like
that's weirder though.
Yeah, that is. Like, sleeps that, in like a big cot and like.
That's weirder. This, like, I'll show you our
that's
house. This is our house here.
Whoa, that is...
Like, proper old-timey... Ollie, stay
it's
focused,
like
mate.
Oh, my God. Yellow wall, and the wallpaper is, like...
Wait, so that's her house?
This is her house. This is what she lives in.
I get it looks cool, and, like, it looks like a time capsule, but is it, like... Is it, like...
I don't know.
Does it work? Does the kitchen work?
For people listening, it's just your classic vintage house,
old
stove, your brown
timber.
Wallpaper. Yes, it's very, very old school.
It looks like a movie set.
Like, look at that tap.
That's a tap?
That's a tap. Very, very interesting,
I
right?
I love it.
Either way, she's very happy, obviously. Like she's living her life in the 1950s. Fair enough, right?
And she's put... Like, she's spent all this money on, like, building that.
Yep.
And then what? Is she going to try and sell it off? Or is it just such a hobby of hers that she just...
I think it's just a passion. I think she's just... It makes her happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
No judgment. I would
and
never do
I saw that story. It got me thinking that, especially nowadays in our generation, we love nostalgia. We love our vintage clothes shopping. We like our old school bangers.
People, where you at?
Yeah, exactly. Or 2000s club music. Bringing back the Nintendo Wii and all that jazz.
Oh.
We like nostalgia, right? So I was going to ask you guys, and you listening, if you were to bring back anything from the past, anything before 2010 that would be really fun now, what would it be?
Oh, okay. I really miss video rental shops.
Oh.
As a kid, on a Friday afternoon after school and being taken, it was raining and your mum was like, you know what, we'll go rent a movie.
His
going,
mom. Sorry.
Or like, and you'd go and you'd look around and you'd be like, can we have this one, that one's, sorry, we don't have that one available.
True, because
and the excitement of actually picking a movie, knowing you've only got that movie to watch and watching it, you don't have the ability to pausing it. Nah, next one. Nah, I don't like this one. Next one. Next one. Next one. You have to sit down and you just watch it and you enjoy it.
I'd want to go back to a period no social media.
Really?
I would love for there to be no social media, or at least
just live your life without the stress and the pressure of having to post a reel.
No, not that, but it's just unsafe. It's like Rupert Nova is doing 36 months, and they're trying to raise the age limit.
To
16. And it's actually good because,
especially when you're in school and you're growing up with that like access to that, it does add to the already stresses of being a teenager.
But all I'm saying is, if there was no social media, how on earth would our listeners be able to contribute to the show? They don't follow the Eastside breaking.waves.fm Instagram, which you should definitely do, and let us know what you bring back from the past decades.
So I've got one more.
Oh, do you?
You know those birds that you try and sit on your nose to balance? It was like a seagull.
Gosh,
no,
yes.
That's nostalgia.
Kid stuff.
They were like birds, like albatrosses or seagulls.
Really?
They were really sharp beak, and you'd put them on the top of your nose, and you'd try and balance.
Did you have like no friends growing up?
Alex can relate.
Could you actually?
I'm going to find these.
Yeah. It's
if you guys, if you're listening and you know what we're talking about, shoot us a DM.
Okay, your nose, that would hurt though. They were sharp. I used to put them on my finger.
Oh, wow, you both were losers. I've no idea what this is.
Once you see it, Seth, this
didn't hit England. This didn't hit England.
You didn't grow up in England.
Yes, I did.
You did? What? Wait.
Alex, you clearly know nothing about me. I know your favourite meal.
Don't say my muscle. Don't
my muscle chef no, microwave meal.
Bro, no, it's not. I said that one time last year.
I've never seen this.
That is nostalgia.
It's a bird. And
balancing bird, they're called.
Never seen those.
Bring them back.
Wait, you reckon? Can we just, for a moment, when did you move to Australia? Wait, are you a dual citizen?
Welcome to Four Corners.
Yes.
Have you not known that?
Okay,
how did you not know that?
I'm sorry. I really should.
You're a really bad friend.
Let's bring back icebreakers, I think, for you two. Because you seriously need to meet again.
I'm sorry, the other day when you're like, it was my birthday, and I'm like, oh my god, no, it's your birthday.
Yeah, Seth goes the other day as a joke, it was my birthday yesterday, and asks, oh my god, happy birthday.
I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Like, you know when his birthday is. January the 14th.
Oh, my guy.
Alex is December 16th.
And yours is this Wednesday.
No, last Wednesday.
Oops, happy birthday.
It's all right, I forgive you.
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in this Monday evening. I hope you have enjoyed. You've been listening to Alex, Seth and Ollie on Eastside 89.7.
And we'll be back same time next week. Enjoy the rest of your week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.